Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 through 9. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day they will say, "Surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation." Eat an amazing meal on a mountaintop. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Mountains are amazing to look at, especially if you live in a place that doesn't have mountains and visit Colorado or Glacier National Park. Just their size can be breathtaking. People love climbing mountains. They do it for the thrill, exercise, or accomplishment of it. But what do they find when they get to the top? It has an amazing view and a different type of clean, cool air. But little else. Maybe a bench, a book to sign, or a flag. But not much more. Can you imagine climbing a high mountain and finding a huge, delicious meal waiting for you at the top? Can you imagine that it's the best meal you've ever had? Imagine being told, "Eat and drink all you want. It's free." What if the same person who said that also promised that he could take away all your problems, fears, and anxieties with a wave of his hand? Not only would your belly be full, but your heart would be calm and trouble-free. Would that be a mountain worth climbing? Isaiah talks about a mountain where the Lord Almighty offers exactly that, a splendid feast and a scattering of fear. Where is it? How do we get there? It is a mountain that Jesus climbed. He climbed Mount Calvary with a cross on his back. He was nailed to it. He died on the top of that mountain. By his death, he gave us the rich food of forgiveness and took care of our greatest fear, the fear of death. Very near that same mountain, he came back to life. He tells us that he has provided food for our souls and rest for our hearts. But we don't need to climb a mountain. It's all there for us in God's Word. It is made ours in baptism and given to us in the Lord's Supper. One day, Jesus will take us to his heavenly mountain and care for us forever. We'll never want for anything or experience fear or sorrow again. We'll never suffer or feel shame. Nothing will make us frown. Total happiness. In heaven, we'll join all of God's people on the mountain of the Lord to rejoice in his love and salvation forever. We pray to our Savior Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you for providing me with my every need. Help me to treasure all you give me and to look forward to the day when we'll feast in the joy and peace of heaven. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.